Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple updated its 27-inch iMac to include 10th-gen Comet Lake processors, with options from 6 cores to a 10-core i9. The model also now comes with an AMD Radeon Pro 5000 GPU, minimum 6 gigabytes of RAM with up to 128 gigabytes of DDR4, and solid-state drives are now standard with a base of 256 gigabytes up to 8 terabytes. The 27-inch iMac also now includes the T2 security chip and 10-gigabyte Ethernet. The webcam got upgraded as well to 1080p. The display now comes with a true tone for more natural color, and the 27-inch iMac starts at $1,799, available now. Microsoft announced it will launch Project X Cloud on September 15th on Android devices. Project X Cloud will be bundled as part of the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription for $14.99 per month, with more than 100 games available on Android tablets and phones. European Union antitrust regulators launched an investigation into Google buying Fitbit for $2.1 billion on Tuesday. The European Commission says that Google's pledge last month to not use the fitness tracker's data for advertising purposes was insufficient and that, quote, the proposed transaction would further entrench Google's market position in the online advertising markets by increasing the already vast amount of data that Google could use for personalization of the ads it serves and displays. Sony announced that operating profit for its latest quarter was 228 billion yen, or about 2.15 billion US dollars, beating analyst estimates of 137 billion yen. However, the company downplayed operating profit for the year ending March in 2021 of 620 billion yen, under projections of 654 billion yen. Sony did say it anticipates strong sales for the PlayStation 5 and that the last quarter made clear the coronavirus is fueling demand for games as many people are stuck at home. Twitter announced the Federal Trade Commission may fine the company up to $250 million for improperly using phone numbers and email addresses of users. The violations in question pertain to Twitter's 2011 agreement with the FTC to no longer mislead customers about how it protects their personal information. A little bit more context here. Between 2013 and 2019, Twitter used phone numbers and email addresses that the company asked for safety and security purposes to target ads. Last October, Twitter said this was done in error. The FTC evidently believes that Twitter misled consumers by not disclosing that their data may have been used in this way. Twitter says the FTC sent a draft complaint on July 28th describing alleged violations of the 2011 agreement. In other Twitter news, the company said on its earnings call it was looking into the possibility of offering a paid subscription to users, setting off all kinds of the usual wild speculation and fears. TechCrunch reports on a survey making the rounds asking users to evaluate these features. Twitter confirmed that the questions are being asked to evaluate options for a membership model. Here are the options asked in the survey. Undo send. That's a 30-second window that lets you recall a tweet before anybody sees it. Custom colors. Changing fonts and themes for your phone or computer. Video publishing. Up to 5 times longer than the default with higher maximum resolution of 8K. Badges. Links to businesses, like a journalist badge that links to the publication that they work for. Auto responses, which is a menu of responses to automatically reply. Social listening, conversations around your account, total volume, people and businesses talking most, likely best for companies. And brand surveys. So you could do a survey like the one you're taking within Twitter about your brand. Researchers from MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, or CSAIL, developed a machine learning system that can either make a prediction about a task or defer the decision to an expert and adapt when and how often it defers to its human collaborator. Snapchat announced it's adding the ability to embed popular songs in snaps, rolling out first in New Zealand and Australia Monday and to English language users more widely this fall. And finally, Google announced the Pixel 4a phone in a blog post. The Pixel 4a has a 5.81-inch 2340 by 1080 60Hz OLED display, a Snapdragon 730G system on a chip, 6 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of UFS 2.1 storage, a 3140 milliamp battery, a single 12-megapixel camera on the back, and an 8-megapixel camera on the front, and a USB-C port and a headphone jack. The 4a has a bigger battery than the 4 and a smaller top bezel as it doesn't need the depth sensoring required for air gestures. Consensus is it's nicer looking than the 4. It's not as powerful as the iPhone SE or OnePlus Nord, but it is about $100 cheaper. The Pixel 4a is available for pre-order now for $350, shipping August 20th. One more thing. At the end of its post announcing the 4a, Google also announced that it would have a 5G version of the 4a for $499 and a 5G Pixel 5 coming this autumn. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.